Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Norton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Marvin Freeman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting second. The second baseman, Jeff Fry. Batting third. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bill Hazelman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Gordon. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gordon fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Gordon. Phillips moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to home to get Phillips. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Baines moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to third. Ventura moves to second. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Slott hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Slott reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. Ventura scores. Durham goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jefferson strikes out. There goes Fry. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fry scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garcia Parra batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norton fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Norton. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Durham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Durham. The throw from Hazelman and he is safe. Durham steals second. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Slott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bragg moves to third. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Fry. The throw from slot and he is safe. Fry steals second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bragg scores. Fry moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Tony Castillo now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fry scores. Jefferson moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Jefferson moves to third. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. Norton hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 0 for 1 in the game. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hazelman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hazelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hazelman hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Hazelman reaches second base with a double. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bragg strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fry is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fry hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Gunderson now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Bragg. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Baines goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, White Sox. Mike Maddux now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ventura scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Durham strikes out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Slott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Slott hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Norton is 0-for-2 in the game. Norton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Maddux covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Castillo covering, for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Vaughn Eshelman now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Darwin now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. Two outs. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garciaparra is 0-for-2 in the game. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Lacy now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a line drive beyond third. Valentin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Slott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Slott strikes out. 1 out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Norton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Norton hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham moves to second. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hazelman takes first base on ball 4. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bragg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hazelman moves to second. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fry is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hazelman moves to third. Bragg moves to second. Mike Bertotti now pitching. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Hazelman scores. Bragg moves to third. 1 out. It's 9-4, White Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bragg scores. Jefferson moves to second. It's 9-5, White Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Simas now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Brandenburg now pitching. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bragg. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Martinez moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura is walked intentionally. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 13-5, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham strikes out. 2 outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Slott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Slott takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 0-for-3 in the game. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hazelman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Reggie Harris now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Walt McKeel now catching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Garciaparra catches it and tags out Martinez for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bragg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Frey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Frey is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.